Mishnah is talking about, where you had a machshev as tigel, you had a machshev as tita meat tomorrow. The only reason why you're not chayiv koris is because this zerika is not matat bosa dechilo, therefore does not bring upon a chayiv koris. So it's a chiddush. Elo le Rav Yechon, according to Rav Yechonon, that says shana mishnah, that a zerika shleben koimoi is not called a zerika at all. If so, my aim by koris, what does the Mishnah have to say? There's no chayiv koris on the bosa. Pshita, it's not called a zerika at all. Pshita, there's no din tigel here. It's not even a zerika for kaparo. So what do you have to tell me? We're not even talking about we had a machshav to meet tomorrow. The Mishnah is telling you a simple halacha. That if you make a zrika, shleben kremoi, it's not called a zrika. So what does the Mishnah have to say? Chorus, pshita is no chiv chorus. It's only possible for kasha. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a kasha. So it's a l'shmuel, my aim by chorus. According to Shmuel, what does it mean to say there's no chiv chorus? And according to Shmuel, the first terrace we had on the Gemara, Tehilan Chana Mishnah Apostle Bosor, that only the boss was possible, but not the Bailam. So he also learns Shana Mishnah, there was no Machshevis Pigel. It's only clearly because this Zrika was Shlebim Kaimai. So also Pshit, it's only possible, meaning the boss you're not allowed to eat, but Avadr is no Chiv Koras. So more says, Hovri Kovin, this is what the Mishnah means to say according to Shmuel. The Mishnah means at the end off, but what's going to be in Nosem the Machshava? The Reisha true is without a Machshevis Pigel. But what's going to be if Pshash you make this Zrika? You have in mind to eat the meat tomorrow. You should know still possible vein by chorus. It's only possible the korban, but there's no chiyuv chorus. Since this zrika is not a zrika which is mata the bosa b'achilom, this zrika cannot make chorus. For Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara is a question. According to Rabbi Yechanan, each shalaybim koimoi. Lav kim koimoi dom, if Rabbi Yechanan holds, that shalaybim mokam the mizbeach, like that's supposed to be on bottom you put on top, is not called kim koimoi dom. There's no kapur at all. If so, let it be like the dam spilled from the kli onto the floor. If so, why can't you just gather the blood together and use it over again? In other words, if you're telling me the zrik is not called the zrik at all, so do the zrik and make the kabbalah over again, not from the neck, but take this blood, that's the Mishnah later we'll see, that after you made a good kabbalah, now if the blood spills out on the floor, you have a right just to pick it up again and put it back into the kli, and make the zrika over. So here also, why can't you make the zrika over again? Gemara says, Savolo Kamanda Yama, Lo Yasvenu, we'll see later on, he after all the Manda Yama, that says you're not allowed to gather it together again. The halacha is that Kiva, she says, Kiva and Shagila Mizbeach, since his blood reached the Mizbeach, even though we're Shloi Kilchosai, still there's a new svar of Kolti Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach is curved, grabs hold of it, that you cannot do it over again. Since if it just falls on the floor, could be then it would be kosher to do it over again. But here that it's still on the Mizbeach, here it's worse. The Yom Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef from Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says that Hakil Moedim, everybody agrees that Dinisnim Lamalo, Shinosnim Lamalo, the dam that's supposed to go on top of the Mizbeach, and it really went on top of the Mizbeach. But just you did it with the Machshav of Tzula, or you did it with your left hand, or else Lamata, the dam is supposed to be on the bottom, Shinosun Lamata, the taka went on the bottom. Shloikim Mitzvosun, you did not do it the right way, like we just said, either you did it with Machshava, Rashi says, the wrong Machshava, or else the Kohen did it with his left hand. Halacha is Lo Yasvenu, you cannot take it off and use it over again, since it went onto the Mizbech in the right place, everybody holds you cannot take it over again. But Nechluku, where is the Machlekis? Ela Benisnin Lamala Shinosun Lamata, the dam that's supposed to be on top is now on bottom. Or else, Lamata Shnosun Lamala. The dam is supposed to be on bottom and put on top. Here is the Machlekes. Shri Rabbi Yosi, Yem Rabbi Yosi, say, hold Lo Yasvenu. You're not supposed, you can't gather this blood together anymore. As even though it's on the wrong face of the Mizbeach, but Lamaisa, it's on the Mizbeach. Since it's on the Mizbeach, like grabs a hold of it, you cannot do it over again. Rabbi Shimon, Lo Yasvenu. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says, yes, you're allowed to gather it over again. Since it was done, Shleibim Kaimoi. And Shleibim Kaima Goy now is not called Kim Kaima Dami, so therefore you let her do it over again. Well, Mishnah Seinu, so our Mishnah that says that it's possible, you cannot do it over again, Kedivriyay Melo Yasvenu, goes according to this Tana, according to Rabbi Yosi, that holds that you cannot do it over again. Even though it was put on the wrong place at the Mizbeach, and even though that Shleibim Kaimoi, you're not Mekai Mitzvah Zerik at all, but Lamais is still the son of Mizbeach, Mizbeach is killed it, holds it that much, that you cannot do it over again. That's where Rabbi Yechon, that's where I'm shot, and now Mishnah. Now, for Rav Chisda Amar Ravimi, Rav Chisda Amar Ravimi says like this: Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees. Benisnin Lamato Shenosnon Lamalo Shelo Yasvenu. That the blood was put on bottom, you put it on top. It was supposed to be on bottom, and by mistake you put it on top. The halacha is Shelo Yasvenu. You're not allowed to take it off. Everybody holds like this. If Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, the kol shchenim for sure, benisnin lamala shenostan lamato. If the dam is supposed to be on top, you put on bottom. Hoyel v'domim hel yoinim lamata hein boyim. Because anyway, the top blood eventually will reach the bottom part of the mizbeach. Like once you put the blood on top, it starts to drip down by itself. So lamaisa, for the blood on top, the bottom part of the mizbeach also has shaykhis. Has to do with the dam. So therefore, for sure, it's considered like it's on the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach is kiluted enough that you cannot do it over again. That's where Rav Chisda learns. Everybody agrees like this. Even though it's Shleibim Kaimai, still both Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon both agree you cannot do it over again. La Nechlikus, where is the Machlekus of Yosi and Rav Shimon if you could do it over again? El Benisnin Lefnim Shenosnin Bachutz. The dam, the chatas hapnim, is supposed to be inside. If you put it on the outside mizbeach, or else bachutz, the dam is supposed to be on the outside mizbeach. Shenosnu mafnim, you put it on the inside mizbeach. This is called a different mizbeach altogether. Here it's a machlekes. Rabbi Yosi yoimei yasvenu. Rabbi Yosi says since it's the wrong mizbeach altogether, it's not kolot, and therefore you're allowed to do it over again. There's no psul. Like Rashi says, chivun mizbeach zeh lehoyu royu lekol teklal. Since for this mizbeach was not fit at all, it's the wrong mizbeach, so it's not kolot. Therefore, you're allowed to do it over again. For Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says no. Lo yatsvenu. Shimon says still you can't. And Rashi says, Shere l'shem mizbeach hayiroyu. V'rei bo l'shem mizbeach. It was fit for a mizbeach, and the ma'aseh of this dam reached a mizbeach, even though it reached the wrong mizbeach. Still, it's kolot. This is the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. Now, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Afanan Naimatanina. We also learned like this. Rashi says it means to bring a proof also like Rabbi Yochanan, that even though we hold Shaloi Bim Koimoi is not Kim Koimoi, there's no kapor at all with such a Zrika, but still, once the dam reached the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to take it off and use it over again. It's not Kailat. Where do we learn this? Afaninan, that Rabbi Yudan of Yudis says, the Pasuk says, Zois Tioila. This is the Korban Oila. Harei Elu Miyutim. These are Miyutim. So Rashi says, Zois Tioila means Harei Elu Gimu Miyutim. There are three different Miyutim in this Pasuk. Lefi Sheboa Mikra Zila Lamdenu Ala Psulim Mizbeach. Sheolu Dulo Yordu. We have these sugis later. That certain Psulim, even on the Chetchila, you are not supposed to put it on the Mizbeach. But once it's on the Mizbeach, the din is Lo Yordu. We do not take it away. Once you put it on top of the fire, you did not take it away. It comes to teach us that three psulim is not that way. Even though usually we say kol oilam, the mizbeach is ein yordim, that lo yordu, excluding three mutim. Three psulim, even though it reached the mizbeach, still we take it off. Rashi says Zois, he miyuta, Zois leacheres, only this and not something else. He is also heavy miyuta. And hey, the oilam, it says that ho oila, heavy miyuta, klaima oilam, yuchedis lekulam. Not every soul has such a lach of kivin shalu la yardu. So there are three miyuta there, that there are three cases that even though it goes up on the mizbeach, still the dinners we take it down. What are these cases? One is prat lenishcha tobalayla. If you have your korban that you made the shchit at night time, and we know shchit of kachim is possible, let's not call the shchit at all. Therefore, you cannot burn this meat on the mizbeach. Vishenishpach doma, let's say the dam spilled out, and there was no kabbalah dam, no zrik at all. So also, if you take the basar and burn it, you have to take it off. Vishayotza doma chutz lekloyim. Who identifies the psul yaitzi on this blood? Before you made this rika, they took the dam out of the mizbeach. So in these three cases, the locher is im also terid. That even though you put the meat on top of the mizbeach to be burnt, the din is still terid, we have to take it off. But Rashi says, Avu shar psulim, or the other type of psulim, the klal is, imolu lo yardo, once the psul got up on top of the mizbech, we leave it there. And later in the perek ha-mizbech mekadesh, we'll see that pedalid will explain how do we know this clearly. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, oilo, when the pasuk says, oilo, ein liyel oilo, ksheira, it's only a kosher carbon. Rashi says means teyal moita kol alaylat boika. Only a kosher carbon may be allowed to burn and leave the meat there burning the whole night. Minayin l'rabbis shenishkot b'layla. How do I know to include even in a case where they made the shechita on the carbon at night time? That if Shimon holds still, if the meat is put on top of the mizbeach, the fats, you allowed to leave it there and burn it? Or else for shenishpach domo, where its blood was spilled on the floor, there was no zrikas adam. Or else for shiyotza domo chus l'kloim, there's a psul yaitzi on the blood. Or else the halan, we left over the blood overnight. Rashi shalon or else besara, left over the meat, chusla mizbeach. Or else the hayoytse, that means part of the meat went out. The hatomei, or the meat became tomei. Vishen nishkata chusla zmana, chuslam koinoi. Or else you had a machshava. Amunas rashi lahakte chusla zmanoi. You had a machshava vishashchita. To make a psul of tigol or psul of shleven koinoi, v'shekiblo psulim, or else that a postle koin made the kabbalah sadam, v'zorko as domen in the course the postle one made the zrika sadam, v'yanisne lamalo shenosne lamato, or the dam that was put on top was put on bottom, that's supposed to be on top was put on bottom, or else v'yanisne lamato the dam that's supposed to be on the bottom, shenisne lamalo was put on top, or else v'yanisne b'fnim the dam that was supposed to be on the chatas apnim. On the inside mizbeach, shenosnum bachutz, that by mistake they put it on the outside mizbeach, or else the hanisnen bachutz, shenosnum bifnim, or else the hapesach, the korban pesach, the achatas, the korban chatis, sheshochotan shlolushmon, that the kohen, whoever there made the shechita shlolushmon, and we know here there's a psul in the korban, so minayin, how do we know in even these cases, that mamas the korban is possible even by the evid? Still, let's say you put the meat or the fat on top of the mizbeach, that you let it leave it there and burn the whole night, minayin, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Torah soila, ribu. It's a ribu here to teach us that Torah achas l'chol oilim. There's one halacha for any type of meat or fat that's put on top of the mizbeach, that the halacha is, shim'olu l'yordu. That once the fat got on top of the mizbeach, it's burning there, halacha is l'yordu, you did not take it down. If so, now Yochel, I would have thought this even according to Rabbi Shimon. Shani ma'ba paroiva, viha nirva v'yamuksom, even these animals that were posel l'katchila to be a korban. If the animal was raveya nirva, lived with a man, was raped, or the man lived with the animal, viha muksa, an animal was set aside to worship avodah zarah, viha nevet, or somebody worshiped the animal, l'shem avodah zarah, v'yesnan, or if you gave this animal for a present to the zayna to pay for the znus, the yamochir, where you sell this animal for a dog, and the Torah says such an animal is possible for carbon. The aklaim, an animal that was made from klaim, a different breed. The atreifa, the animal, the treifa. The yotze doifim, the animal was born kemalik Assyrian, was not born normally. These are psulim in the animal that are not fit to have kedushas agup altogether. So how do we know in these type of psulim? So let's say you amakdish them and you made a shchit and you put the meat on top of the mizbeach. How do we know that in these psulim you have to take it down? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says zeis, that there is a miyut zeis mashma. Only certain cases have this heter of kivan shalu lo yardu, but not all cases. Now the Gemara says according to Reb Shimon, Omar Rayas, how do you see fit? Why do you see fit to say l'rabbis zelu to include all the first psulim, even though the korban is posel completely? Oloitzi yisaylo to say these last ones that you do not have the heter to leave it there to burn. And the answer is, Mar Bani Yefelu. I add on these, the first ones, Shoyib Sulam Bakodesh. The pshat is when you first makdish the animal, the Gdusha was chal, a carbon was chal. It only became possible later. That means Shoyib Sulam Bakodesh. Once it became a carbon, something happened to it later. But the Chetchila, when you were makdish it, it was a good carbon. Therefore, Schal Adin, it's chal the Gdusha on the animal. And therefore, the din is, Imolu Lo Yerdu. But the last cases I take out, I exclude. that the psul is not chal in the Beis Hamikdash after you make kedusha. The pshat is on these things. It's never chal kedusha altogether. You cannot be makdish or raveya nirva or muktza neva. These animals cannot have kedusha in the first place. Therefore, they never received the kedusha in the first place. Therefore, it's yordu. So that's Pshat's brisa. We'll see all about this, more about this later on. But what's negate to us is katan and miyad. What do we learn over here? That hanisn lamata. That down the supposed to put on the bottom. Shinostan lamala. That you put on top. Or else ulamala. That down the supposed to be on top of the mizbeach. Shinostan lamata. That was put on the bottom part of the mizbeach. And v'loy polag Reb Yehuda. It is not said that Reb Yehuda argues over here. In other words, in this price, it says that the dam was put on the wrong place for the mizbeach, so the locher is imolu lo yardu. You do not take down the fats. Now, before we had Reb Yehuda says that in the case where the dam was nishpach, in other words, if even though you made a good shchit and a good kabbalah sadam, but if you never got to make a good zrika, is the dam still on the floor before the zrika, so such a carbon, if you hold this, yardu. Even though you put the fat on top of the mizbeach, you have to take it down. It says, so how come here it doesn't argue? How come here where the blood was put on the wrong place of the mizbeach, and we're going now that shleibim kaimoi is not kim kaimoi domi, sechur, it's not called like a zrik at all. So why doesn't Reb Yehuda argue to say it should be yardu? And here the Brisa says no, imolu lo yardu. So Gemara says, my timer, lav nishum, the liquid tei mizbeach, isn't the pshat because since it reached the mizbeach, there's a certain amount of a klita. That I call upon of the dam is on the mizbeach, it means something. Even though it's not a good zrika, not for kaporo, not for achila, but I call upon him, it's enough of a zrika to say kol to mizbeach. That lemaisa, that now, if it's olu, it's lo yardu. If so, shvamin lo yasvenu, should also be proof to Rabbi Yochanan then, that this dam has shaykhis to the mizbeach, and it has a locha, now that it's on the mizbeach, it helps for something, and therefore the locha is lo yasvenu. You're now going to take this dam off the mizbeach to make this zrika over again. Because this dam did something. It did something, this dam, at least now, this korban will have halacha, im olo would be lo yordu. Omer Reb Lozer says, mizbeach ha-pnimi mikadish psulim. Teruah din the mizbeach ha-pnimi, the inside mizbeach also had the same halacha. That's also mikadish psulim. The korban meaning im olo lo yordu. That if it goes up, you do not bring it down. Like Rashi says, shemono lo yordu. The Yafagav like Stiv Kurela Bechitzen, even though the Pasuk of Zeis Hiyoila or Zeis Teres Oila, that Maita is only talking about the Mizbech HaChitzen. Still, Rabbi Lezol, the same Allah applies to Mizbech HaPnim, on the inside Mizbech also. If somebody puts up there, the Psulim, the all the Psulim we had before, will be a Dinim in Molu. Once it's up there, Ula Yordu. So the more Mike Kamash, what are they teaching us? Mike Kamash from Lantanina, we learned. So said already, that's supposed to be outside. You put it on the inside mizbech, it also says Molo lo yardu. So here it says the mizbech apnim also does that. So Mora says no. From the Bryce itself, would have thought to say hanim mili dam. That's only if the dam itself is supposed to be on the outside mizbech, now reach the inside mizbech, that's called something. Tichazilei, because dam is fitting to be on the mizbech. Avol koimitz. The lechozle, in the case, so therefore, the dam is called something. But in the case where you want to put the kmitz, you're supposed to burn. That's supposed to be burnt on the outside mizbech. Let's say put the kmitz on the inside mizbech, the lechozle, a kmitz has no shaykhus in mizbech apnim, emaloi, maybe on this dobino dinim olu lo yordu. Maybe the opposite, since the kmitz has no shaykhus in mizbech apnim, maybe here the din will be yordu. Kamashman, that's the Chiddush now, that the Maisa and Mizbeach HaPnim also was Locha and Mizbeach. It's just like the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, there's such a cloud by all these Psulim, Im Olu, once it got up on the Mizbeach, but the evidence you put it there, the din is Lo Yordu. Next we have a question. It says, Ketera Zoro, Sholo Lagam Mizbeach Teret. And Ketera Zoro, that went on top of the Mizbeach, take it down. Shein Locho Mekadish Psulim, El Mizbeach HaChitzayin, Peroyeloi. That what's Mekadish? So it says here only the Mizbech HaChitzayin and something that's fit for it. But here a Keter Zora that's not fit at all for it, there's no dinamolo lo yerdu. So Keter Zora, she says, Keter Nedova, Lahitir HaKosev ala Keter Shal Tzibar, Shachos V'Yarvis. There's no such Keter of a Nedova. Therefore it says that you have to bring it down. But Akoparim, it says the klal here that when do we say Imanu lo yardu, ela mizbech hachitzain, only the outside mizbech. And it's true, there's a second condition for royal. It has to be something that's fit to it. But Akoparim is a diyek, chitzain pnimiloi, smash money mizbech hachitzain has within it Imanu lo yardu. But not mizbech hapnim, not like Reb Lezer. It's more similar, Reb Lezer lands like this. Turitz Hoch lands like this.